WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Nikki.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And today we have someone that is extra, extra special. We'd like to welcome Tanisha, who is a Jamaican-born airline pilot. And you were born and raised here in Jamaica, correct?
Partially.
Then you went to Stony Brook in New York.
Oh, yes,
you went
did.
To aeronautical school, and I can't pronounce it. I don't want to mispronounce it. And here you are with us as a pilot with Caribbean Airlines. So we want to hear your story. We're just so excited to have you. You're a mother, you're a pilot, and every time I see you in the supermarket, you're about to do some training, or you just got back from flying wherever. You're just always on the go, and you have children, you have your husband, you have a private life. How do you do it all? And I forgot to say, and you're always looking so fabulous.
Well, she's, first of all, let me just say, she's a mother of three, correct?
Yeah, and have another one
four kids. So four, wow. And well, you know, her and I are both mom to two Kaylins. And surprisingly enough, they're both spelt the same way. So
okay,
we have bonded
cool.
on that.
That's cool. We bonded on the supermarket trips.
You're right, right. And let's not forget that also Tanisha's husband is also
a pilot. Yes.
So it's a busy, busy household. So tell us, let's start.
So we just run on schedules. As I was showing you guys earlier, I have a schedule that I'm here working on because I'll be leaving from the 31st until the 13th. But luckily, I have a mother-in-law who is lovely, and she's coming to babysit because I don't leave my kids for that long with, you know, having help. We still don't leave them that long. Leave for probably 3 days the most, and it's not three full days. So that's what I normally leave with a nanny or something. But my mother-in-law is graciously, she always comes and babysits.
Fabulous.
So tell us a little bit about your story. Why did you choose what you chose in terms of your profession, and how has it been for you?
All right. So at 5 years old, my grandfather, he came back with a pair of wings for me and a fighter's jet jacket. Like, why do we need that in Jamaica? I was like, it's hot. We don't need it. But I wore it every day. I wanted this. And, when I go on the airplanes, I didn't want to be a flight attendant. You know, I wanted to control the aircraft. And it was weird because during takeoff, I felt like this thrill. It's going to sound cliche, but like, you know, that Top Gun initial thrill, what I felt. So when he gave me that, I wore that pin every day and I had that jacket every day. And my little kiddie's encyclopedia, I had a set of children encyclopedia that I had, and I know every part of the airplane. That's how much I love airplanes.
Wow.
So anyone who spoke to me then, I said, yes, I want to be a pilot. I want to be a pilot because I want to fly airplanes. Got into gliders. So I did high school. I went to Priory, and I left Priory, and my parents sent me away. I went to the States. I finished high school there. And I did gliders while I was doing that. I flew gliders, which you just get towed up and stay in the pattern and you find the thermals, and I thought that was just a thrill. This is it.
I'm like, no way. I would never do that. But anyhow.
My mother is old school, right? And in her days, women weren't pilots. And it's not a career that you really see women. Thank God for Maria Haddad and those ladies, other ladies who paved the way for us. But that's something you don't see females doing. However, my grandmother spoke to her and said, listen, let her do what she wants to do. I got accepted into Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, which is the Ivy League for aviation, pretty much. And I started there. Met my husband freshman year in college. So we dated all throughout college.
Wow.
And we got married a year after we graduated. And we've just been doing this whole aviation thing. And then there comes three kids 2 years later. Actually, June 14th this year we'll be celebrating 15 years of marriage.
Wow. Congrats. Congratulations. Wow. Yes. Yeah. And of course, Tanisha's husband is American, right?
Yes, he's American, and he flies cargo. So he flies Amazon.
Okay. So what I want to know is, how do you guys manage to parent three kids with both of you being pilots and the scheduling?
Okay, so we pretty much, being a pilot is all based on seniority. And that's how you get the lovely schedules. So we didn't have kids until further on in our career, just because, you know, we were working crazy hours. There's no way you could do this as a junior pilot. Or you can, but it would take a lot from, something would have to give. So as a senior pilot now, I'm able to set my schedules. I'm there for every birthday. I don't miss any special occasions. I'm there for Christmas now, even if I have to work a red-eye flight that I used to do back in the day. Or sometimes when we're junior, we couldn't get the Christmas off or all the major holidays. Set Christmas on the day that we could, you know. Okay. So they didn't know. They were much younger, so they did not know that day. We're like, oh, this is Christmas Day.
Of course.
But Chris is on a 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off schedule. So once he's home for 2 weeks, he has nothing else to do but just be home and be dad. He's gone for 2 weeks. And that helps, you know, because he does, everyone knows when he's home. He does all the pickups, he does all the drop off, he does all the activities. I'm there. My trips are mainly 3 day trips is probably the most I've been gone for. And I don't do those a lot. I'll probably be gone a day here and there, but we try to be there for everything. We try. When we're here, we're full-on parents because we don't have any home work per se to bring home. We only have to study when we have simulator. So that enables us to focus more on the kids.
Yeah, for sure.
But it would require a lot of scheduling though, because he's gone 2 weeks, here 2 weeks, you have 3 days, and you have your mother-in-law who will assist you.
Yeah, my mother-in-law will assist on the long. So this period of time, I'm gone for a long time, which doesn't happen very regularly. But
right.
If that happens, then she'll come down because we don't leave them that long. But, you know, but we have really good nannies, per se. I have two ladies that work with me. And I have also, on days that I'm not available, I have someone that comes in and do homework with them and stuff like that. So we try to have a support system.
Right.
And that helps a lot.
I can't imagine.
I know, because we can, yeah.
We're barely managing and we have two children.
It's a lot of planning. I can tell you, when I tell you, I sit here and I do calendars, I'm planning food menus, everything, make sure all the grocery shopping is completed. And I do everything. I do all my grocery shopping. I do everything.
But when do you find time for you though? Because you're rushing here, rushing there, preparing, spending time with the children.
You know,
time for you
when they're in school and I'm home and I drop them off, that's my little me time where I get to do a little bit of whatever I can get done that day.
What do you do in your me time? Maybe cap off and a jacket off. What do you do?
You know, maybe I'll have a coffee with my friends here and there. I'll have coffee with my friends here and there. I read a book. I love a good book. I love a good read. And that's pretty much it. I'm not really, or I take time to do my hair, maybe get my hair and my nails and do a little fix up. There's times that I haven't fixed up for a while, but
fix up day.
When I get an opportunity, I do a little fix up. But that's as much as I do.
Let's be honest, when you have three kids like that, when they're that age, it's really hard to make me time.
It is, which is why I keep asking.
Right.
Because the me time is so critical.
Right.
How do you find that me time?
And you know what? Sometimes you just have to say, okay, this is the time for the kid.
Yeah. That's it. You have that little window when they're at school. Yeah. If you're not working or if you're not busy with different appointments that you have scheduled, then that's the time that you just take the time, take a breather. I love a good cup of coffee. That's my thing, to just sit.
Invite you for coffee with us one of these days. But we chat a lot, though. So you have to be for that.
But by the way, so what rank are you? I don't think we mentioned that Tanisha now flies for Caribbean Airlines.
Yes,
we
mentioned that. Yes.
Okay.
So I started out with US Airways, actually, and I was in the US flying I worked with US Airways for 5 years. I wanted to come back home and have kids and raise them. There was a thing where I wanted my kids to be raised in Jamaica.
Nice.
And I got on with Caribbean Airlines. Now, I can't tell you that having three kids, a career, a life, that something isn't going to get hurt. Back there, back. Something has to give. And one of the things I give is my career, in the sense of I stayed with Cal. I'm a first officer. I'm a very senior first officer. I'm 12, yeah, 10 years, 10, 11 years first officer. And, you know, upgrade time is coming. But to be a junior captain, that means I have to go back to square one with my schedule. I'll never get anything off. So the sacrifice is to be a senior first officer instead of a junior captain. So something does have to give there.
As reading about Serena Williams on the weekend, mm-hmm. and she says that she now has to give up tennis. She has to choose tennis yeah. or family. And she has chosen her family. And as mothers, I mean, this is our parenting series. And as mothers, sometimes we make really, really tough decisions. We make a lot of sacrifices for our children. I'm happy to see that you've created that balance, though.
It's like all about priorities, right?
And yeah,
you know, when Chris and I got married, we went to counseling. Our parents insist on we did counseling before we got married. Of course, I was wondering why we were doing this. You know, why do we have to do this? That's so old fashioned. But I can tell you, I appreciate every minute of doing this. One of the questions he spoke is, you know, you went to college. You went and you got this degree and you're going to be flying. And are you willing to give up your career? Suppose you have to give it up for kids. And that's something I really didn't think about, because that meant you're young. You didn't think about kids. You just think about, I want to excel in what I'm doing. And he said, I don't want an answer now. You're going to go and think about it. And then you come back to me. And I remember going back and Chris and I spoke about it. He said, yeah, when the time comes, I mean, if that's what it takes to raise my kids correctly, I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized over the years, yes, my career has hurt a little because my focus has been on my family. Now I've said to my husband, you go. He's a captain. He's been a captain for years. You know, I said, you go and I'll support you, but I will be mom first.
Right. You know? That's commendable.
Of course.
That's a huge
course.
Decision.
But I'm sure a lot of women have that in as pilots, right? So you were.
I have a lot of friends who actually initially just stopped flying because mm-hmm. juggling the two can be a little rough, and they'll get in again after the kids get a little older, you know? So now that my kids are at a stage, I have a 9-year-old, I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. And at this stage now, I feel like, okay, if I wanted to do something with my career or make a step forward, I can, you know, because they're at the age where they understand certain things. Mm-hmm. They're born into this career. They're born into the life of a pilot. So they know exactly what to expect. So I feel a little bit more comfortable now, but before I didn't, I was like, this is, mm-hmm. so you just have to juggle it and you make decisions on what's important. That's what you go with.
Yeah, it's all about the balance.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I tell you, I don't know how you do it, though. I keep, every time I see you, I just marvel at you're always doing something or about to do something. It blows my mind.
And I love the fact that she's such an involved mom, because, you know, she's
school,
at the sports stage.
Yes, still
she's
at school. Yes,
still doing
yes.
all the mom things.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Yes.
We never even knew she was a pilot. We're like, oh, what does Tanisha do? And it's like, she's a pilot? What?
No, that was I just wanted to know all of these things, you know, how exactly you are able to manage to balance and still just look so amazing every time.
Well, and
I think a big part of it is just being prepared and having schedules and knowing ahead of time what you have to do and just making sure you have a schedule. That's mm-hmm. basically, I'm so organized when it comes on to my household. And I wouldn't be able to run it if I wasn't that person.
Absolutely, yes.
And I think it's also the commitment that both you and your husband have. Because I remember having a conversation once with you and there was bad weather and you were stuck.
Yeah.
And I remember you said, oh, well, Chris just has to turn around and come back home.
He did that. And I mean, that I think another, I should commend my husband because he does give me the support when I need it. He was on his way out and I got stuck and my whole schedule got changed. I would be gone for another 3 days. And he says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. You know,
yeah,
I'll
that
be home.
Happen.
I'll
of that course. Can happen with weather.
Yeah, I'll do what I have to do. And he did exactly what he had to do. And he stayed home with the kids. And, you know, that took your mind at ease because you didn't have to worry because you didn't plan for that, you know. So with that, it helps. It helps a lot.
So you fell in love with flying at five, or you're exposed to it at five. Have
Yeah.
your children expressed
That was another
that
question.
they may be going in that direction too? Because both parents.
My daughter has. I only have one girl, and she has expressed that every time you ask her, she's like, "I want to be a pilot like mommy."
Oh.
I have three, and it's two of us that, you know, but the boys want to be an astronaut. So they both
Oh, okay.
and you kind of see them going in that direction. And I don't stop it. I just support them. So whatever they want, I tell my kids, I said, you don't have to do what we do. You know, you just have to, I'll support you in any way that you want. You know, just I'll guide you. If you want to be a pilot, I'll guide you. If you want to be an astronaut, I can guide you in that direction as well. You know, I wanted to fly fighters off carriers as a kid. I mean, that's what I went into college wanting to do. And I remember sitting down with my advisor. You know, he brought me back to reality with certain things in the military. He's like, maybe that's not what you want to do because you'll be gone for this amount of time. You know, he explained the whole military life and stuff like that. He says, you know, airline pilot's not bad. And so he introduced me to that world because at Emory, you could do three different degrees. So you do degrees with three electives after. So it's either airline pilot, corporate pilot, or a military pilot. In the military pilot, you had to do a lot of engineering, physics, and stuff like that. That's the path that I started going towards, you know. And then towards the end, he kind of talked me out of it and I became an airline pilot instead.
So, do you think that as pilots, you have to, or as pilots, that you parent any differently or have any different ways of parenting that you could give non-pilots advice about?
No, I just think as a parent, you just do your best and you try as hard as you can. I mean, my parents' style may be a little bit different from other people, but all I do is just show up for my kids. You know, I just want them to know
Key.
that mom didn't choose her career or dad didn't choose his career because as much as he's gone for 2 weeks, as when he's here for 2 weeks, he's very involved. You'll see him at school as well, doing everything and you
Of
know, he
course.
tries not to miss a sports day or whatever activity they have. Or if he does miss it, he's very much on FaceTime watching. You know, my son swims and he's very much on FaceTime. Send me the video. He has a conversation right after. You know, so you just try to be there, just show up for them. That's all. I mean, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I'm just doing it and just
But it works
overcome.
for your family, and that's what I always say. Whatever works
Works
for
for
your
you.
family. And also, it's the time. That's all the kids want is the time.
They just want to
Exactly.
look and say mommy or daddy. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, there are times that I'm like to my kids, listen, I just got off a flight. I'm stressed out. My brain needs to come back to, can I just have my time? Like just to sit down and we'll talk about your stuff later, you know, because as soon as that's something, you know, it's as soon as you come home, everyone's running, mom, mom, mom.
Yes, I can imagine.
I mean, I just finished airports. My brain is still going 500 miles per hour because that's pretty much what I have to be thinking of ahead of an airplane, you know? And just want to just, you don't want to be rude about it. Sometimes you're a little annoyed and you're just like, just give me a minute. I just need it.
I have a
So
quick question for you. So when you're
that's.
on vacation and not flying the aircraft, you're a passenger, how does that feel?
We criticize a lot in the back.
But
Oh, you kind of know everything that's going on. And you know, something I do with my kids as well. I taught them through everything. And I didn't realize that my husband and I both do it. So whoever is sitting next to me, whether it's my daughter or my son, I'll say, all right, we're doing the pushback now. You see the tow bar? He's gonna hook that up and we're gonna push back. And I guide them through. I said, you notice the airplane went quiet? You need to turn the packs off to start the engine. So I taught them through. I really do. I taught them through everything. Such a huge nerd doing that, but yes, I do. We do. You know, typical pilots. You kind of like, oh, that was good. Oh, what's going on? You know, something. You're on the runway, the taxiway a little bit longer. You're like, okay, you know, it's traffic. If the pilot don't make the announcement, you know, New York traffic at this time. You know, so you know the little things that happen. But you do kind
You
of.
actually don't switch off.
No. Well, I do. When I'm home, we don't speak about airplane
No,
stuff.
I mean
And
when
when
you're
you're
in
traveling,
flight,
no.
you actually don't
Yeah.
switch off.
When you're flying, yeah. That's it. But I remember it's funny because I remember as a new college grad, just got my first job at US Airways and sat in the class and we're like, oh, so do you go on vacation all the time? Do you just jump on a plane and go to Paris for lunch and come back? And he's like, the last place I want to see is an airport. But
Yeah.
I was just like, holy, what is wrong with this guy? He has no idea. I think
That was a reality check.
exactly what he needs. Yeah. Or I had another guy said to me, he walked in and he's like, oh, so good, vacation. And I said, how is this vacation? He's like, that time I'm young, of course, I'm learning everything, learning all, what's going on, because you're halfway behind the airplane at this point when you just start. Right?
When I
You
work
know,
in
you're not as
the
experienced, so you're still learning.
right.
And he says, he comes in, he's like, oh man, he's like, do you have kids? And I was like, no. He's like, when you have kids, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. And now I called and I was like, I know exactly what you mean now when you said art work, it's like my little me time. That's another thing. So my overnights are my me time. I get to decompress, relax, come back fresh, ready for you.
Of course, that's nice.
I seen too when I worked at Air Jamaica, when after training and you're, sent to various departments, everybody thought I would have wanted to be in customer service. And I'm like, absolutely not. I want to be out there on the ramp watching the aircrafts coming in, and I don't want to be in the AC. But they said, oh, they're so hot. Yes, it's hot, but that's where I want to be. I wanted to see those aircrafts coming in. It was such a delight to see them coming in, landing, and when and take off. It was literally a beauty. Of course, it was Air Jamaica, so I mean,
Of course.
they're
Well,
beautiful
that
in
was my
the
dream
sky,
for Air Jamaica,
right?
I unfortunately didn't happen, but
Yeah,
I came close to Caribbean Airlines was the
pretty
closest
close enough,
one.
close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you how proud we are of you being a pilot mom. And it really makes me feel proud. I don't know about you, Michelle.
Absolutely,
I was like,
absolutely, absolutely. I mean, all of the emotions,
of course.
excited, proud, all of them.
Maybe it's because we're a little bit older than her too. No.
No, why do you have to bring that
But I'm just happy to see you like having your career, being the awesome mom that you are.
Just doing your thing.
And finally, we're getting you on our podcast.
I know it's just been absolutely crazy with
We totally
schedule.
understand. We
We
just we're
totally,
just so happy to have you.
for sure.
yeah, and I'm happy to be here and just hopefully have the next generation. Females are not as popular in the aviation industry, especially flying, the flying portion of it, because there's other avenues in aviation, maintenance, and it's still a low attraction. And when I went to college, I knew pretty much all the females in our degree program because it was just a handful of us. So hopefully someone will see this and see it's, you can do it. Yes,
Absolutely.
there's a balance, but as with life, there's always something that has to give. So it's never perfect. Nothing in life is perfect. You have to work at everything. And you just have to figure a way to work it out and just know what comes first and be the best at what you can do.
Absolutely.
How many female pilots there are to male pilots?
It's an extremely low percentage. Yes, it
Okay.
is. I don't think we've reached 10% around the world yet.
Wow.
When I was growing up, Marie Zadie, who is now her dad, her parents owned a store. My parents have had a store. I grew up seeing her, and at that time, I think she was the only female pilot with Air Jamaica.
Yeah.
But Caribbean Airlines has a
Only
few
two of
female
us
pilots, don't
now.
they?
It's just two of us now at
Just
Spirit.
really.
Okay.
Wow.
Just, yeah, Captain Lisa Elliott and myself. That's it.
Oh
It's
yes,
just the
look
two
at
of
the
us.
Caribbean Airlines. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. With the Kingston-based Caribbean Airlines. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
So.
congratulations to you and happy anniversary when it comes.
Thank
Yes.
you. Thank
And I
you.
think you're doing an amazing job.
We do.
And
And
Thank you.
fly with
As
you
I
one of
said.
these days.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
we need to fly.
always
We
looking to want
need to
to
check your
fly with
schedule and
her.
see if we
Yes,
can fly
yes.
with you.
Sure. Just let me know. Let me know when you're with Caribbean Airlines. And yeah, let me know.
Thank you so much. Great seeing you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ready.
And
Take care.
we'll meet for coffee for
We'll
sure.
meet for
Yes,
coffee for sure.
definitely. Definitely. All right.
You too.
Right.
Take
Take
care.
care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening. And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.